This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Sam.
And I'm Melissa.
I grew up in the FLDS community. It is a polygamous group run by Warren Jeffs, and I moved out when I was 18 years old.
I was raised LDS. Sam and I have been married for 9 years and have two awesome kiddos.
Yes, we do. We want to quickly thank our donors on DonorBox as well as our YouTube members and announce that we have a new Patreon available, and we're very excited to share a little bit more information over there.
Yes, we'll leave the link down below if you're interested in that. And we just want to say thank you to all of you who have been asking us for years if we have one. So we finally have one now. We're ready to rumble.
Yes, we're excited to offer lives, a sneak peek into my book writing that I'm doing now.
Yep, and ad-free videos.
And ad-free videos. So thank you all so much for your support.
Yes, today we are back at it with Sam and Mike King from Profiling Evil as they go and tour Short Creek and bring up some memories. The sight of the little boy who used to live there and the law enforcement that was coming and trying to make a positive change.
Yes. So very unique perspective here. I've really enjoyed this series and learning from Mike King and just seeing parts of the town that I probably look at now with a different view because of hearing his side of the story. This time, we're going to be at the zoo, which a lot of people didn't even know this, but there was an actual really nice big zoo at or in Colorado City. So we're at this location today talking a little bit about what that was and sharing some memories. Of course, I will chime in here and there and share a little bit more information as we go along.
Here we go.
Sam, what kid doesn't love a zoo? I'm Mike from Profiling Evil.
And I'm Sam from Growing Up in Polygamy.
Hey, we've been traveling around Hilldale and Colorado City today, looking at all the different sites. From an investigator's point of view, when I was there trying to figure out how to arrest Warren Jeffs, to a kid's perspective growing up, and now an adult looking back on his life in the FLDS. Yeah.
Okay, is that ducks and geese? Because they want to be a part of this video. Holy cow, that's loud.
Yes, so as you can see directly behind us here in this picture, there is a small pond. That pond has been there forever, or at least as far, long as I can remember. And yes, there are some ducks and geese that are wanting to make themselves known in this video. And if you look around the zoo, and we'll kind of get into this a little bit more, but there are still some corrals and pens and different things where some animals live, but it's not open to the public anymore, and it certainly doesn't have nearly as many animals as they used to have here.
But the ducks want you to know they are still there, and they are loud and proud about it.
Yes, they are.
Yes, man, it has been quite the interesting experience I've had. We can't capture everything on camera, unfortunately, but the feelings just driving around this town brings back so many memories. Thankfully for me, a lot of really good memories as well. So, but yes, right behind us here, the zoo, FMJ Zoo. What a fun place we had coming here. It was always free for the community. And like we mentioned before, it was named after Uncle Fred, who was the bishop here for many, many years. But I remember so many days showing up here, oftentimes with my family, and a lot of times with at least, if not my mother, one of the mothers. And it was full of so many exotic animals. I really don't know how we got so many animals in here and how that was even possible, but we had, I mean, you name it. We had bears and exotic cats and all sorts of different animals that you would find in all of the big zoos out there. So it was a really fun experience. And like I said, always free.
Did anyone ever ask, like, Uncle Fred, Where'd you get a bear?
So it was, I believe his name was D. Jessup, if I'm remembering correctly. He was the man in charge of the zoo. And I don't remember his exact relation. Someone can help me out here to Fred and Jessup, but maybe a son or some relative. Anyway, he was the one that was in charge of the animals, and he was really good at working with animals. So I'm sure he had some kind of connections, but I have no idea where he got them. I mean, it was cool. I mean, they were trained too. We would watch him perform with the bear, for example, and he would have it climb a pole, like a wood pole, and like it would do everything for him and walk around with him like a dog on a leash. And it was pretty crazy. But yeah, I remember seeing a lot of things like that. I only remember seeing black bears though. So I don't remember any like polar bears or grizzly bears or anything like that. But still, it was quite a lot of cool animals to see as a kid in such a small community.
Yeah, in southern Utah.
In southern Utah, yeah.
It was crazy to me to come down here and see that kind of display of different kinds of animals in this little community and the amount of money that must have been spent to do that. But again, I think it was all as part of an effort to keep you from looking outside of the boundaries of this Short Creek area and keep you from going out into the cruel and dangerous world out there.
Right. That's where I say, you know, if that's your idea as a church leader to keep everyone in and say, hey, we have enough going on here, you don't need to look elsewhere. Warren Jeffs really shot himself in the foot there, because he was the one that put an end to all of the things that us as children enjoyed here that kept us from looking outward. And I think that he really has caused so many people to try to escape the church, because it went from this, what I thought was a great childhood, to not, I mean, just nothing great to do at all for any kind of child.
I had never thought before until Mike just said it, the idea that bringing all of those community events and everything was a way to keep you within the community.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective for sure that I never thought of when I lived there. Yeah. It's not a thought I had. I just thought, oh, this is so cool that we have these things going on, big community events. I mean, it seemed like for me, it was an opportunity for the community to come together to be this one strong community. But you're right, there may have been some hidden agenda behind it on, you know, let's bring in enough to keep people happy with their lives here so they don't start looking elsewhere. I don't know how much of that was planned, or if it was, or if there were just a couple really good people that wanted to bring in
fun stuff
for the community. But like I mentioned here, it's very true that Warren Jeffs, I mean, he tore down monuments. He put an end to the library. He got rid of the zoo. He got rid of the events. He got rid of everything that was enjoyable for the community to do, because he wanted ultimate control over every aspect of their lives, including what they were allowed to do and enjoy. So it was definitely, in my opinion, it caused some people to get even more faithful and follow him even stronger. But the majority started to wonder, what is this all about? And do I want to live this way for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
You know, that's really sad to me. You mentioned it earlier, the idea that he wanted the word fun removed, even the word itself removed from your vocabulary, and that God didn't support having fun.
Exactly. Well, his idea was that everything we did in this life was a test, was a trial, was to prove that we were worthy, was to do it for God. And so if we were having fun, we were wasting time. Even as a young child, you're wasting time if you're having any kind of fun. You should be working and doing what God wants you to do.
Crazy. Now, folks, over my shoulder is, if you look into the distance, is Cottonwood Park, our next destination. But there's a pathway that goes through there, and I've always wondered, I can't remember, but I think I remember parking here and sneaking a look over into the park during celebrations to try to find out if some of the cult leaders were wandering around in there.
So this must have been way back before those were put in end as well, the celebrations.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, because those, unfortunately, under Warren's command, also came to an end. But I don't believe there was always a walkway over to the park from the zoo. But they did build this bridge here
which was a great walkway after it was completed over the creek into the park from the zoo.
How old were you when they built that bridge?
Oh boy, I don't remember exactly. I remember I was pretty small though. I remember it being built. I can't remember the exact year that it was.
They got tired of little boys getting muddy going through the creek to get to the zoo anyway.
Well, it was, I mean, it made sense at the time because, yes, the creek runs through right there between the zoo and Cottonwood Park. And the two were really cool to connect when there were events going on because you could be over here enjoying the celebration in the park and walk over and have a nice visit at the zoo. And yeah. So it was kind of nice to have that easy connection because especially during some times of the year, it would be really difficult and like you said, very messy to walk across the creek to get to the other side. Not to mention that there was this surrounding fence to keep certain animals, like you can see right behind us here, to keep certain animals from leaving and also just to kind of, I don't know, make the perimeter of the zoo very well known. And so because of the fence being there, you couldn't really get through the fence until they made that bridge and a gate for the bridge as well. So anyway, yeah, it was a really cool place. I think that of all the memories I have, some of the main memories that stand out were visiting different types of animals, talking to the parrots, you know, seeing some foxes. That was when I realized that the kind of foxes we had anyway always smell very funny. Have you noticed that foxes smell funny?
I don't know if I've been close enough to foxes. Like, I've seen them in zoos before, but yeah. I can't say that I was able to, like, get close enough to sniff them.
Yeah, I was never able to pet one, but we saw them close up. I believe they were red fox.
Oh, pretty. Like Fox and the Hound fox?
Yeah. And anyway, very beautiful, but very smelly. And maybe it was the ones we had. Someone let us know if that's common. But yes, it seemed like that was very common to when you got near the fox, you would say, oh, wow, yeah, there's a fox nearby because it smells kind of funny. And man, I'm trying to think of all the different animals, but there were so many really cool animals that we had in the zoo there that were probably animals that most people don't really get to see close up. I mean, we had a lot of like bison. I mean, I actually went and pet on the head of bison, and I always thought they were called buffalo, you know? I'm still confused sometimes between a buffalo
and a
bison. It seems like there's different kinds of buffalo, and
some are called bison and some are called buffalo.
Yeah, so there's some confusion there. I always called them a buffalo, but now I know that they were bison. Anyway, it was just a lot of fun. We had different types of deer and maybe even antelope, all sorts of different elk and you name it. I mean, there was a lot of different kinds of animals there, and a lot of smaller animals too, like rabbits and
probably goats.
Goats. Oh yes, all the regular farm animals, of course. But anyway. Yeah, so it was a lot of great memories there, and like I said in the video, always free for the community to just go and enjoy.
That's really cool.
Let's try to imagine bears and mountain lions and all kinds of wild animals inside this little zoo, inside of this tiny community.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of geese chasing after me, trying to nip at my heels.
So let's fly.
I like the background music.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool to see it from above.
Get to see an aerial view of it, yeah.
Okay, so let's stop for a second on this picture. Uh-huh. So where it's all the darker, is that just like the parking lot, like where you drive up to the zoo?
Yes, that was walkways and driveways and things for, I think it's just a dark colored gravel is what
it is. Uh-huh. And about how big, do you know how big the zoo was overall?
I don't remember, no. Okay. I have no idea. That's probably something we could look up though and get the square footage of it.
Yeah, very cool. And that was the bridge up in the upper right?
You can see the bridge, exactly.
Oh, that's a pretty big bridge.
Yeah. Well, now they have a train track that runs over it, so the train can actually get over to the zoo.
Very cool. It looks so empty now.
Yeah, it's crazy. There was a lot more going on back in my childhood days. There's not a whole lot in there anymore. And this is just the road that goes up to the zoo.
Well, that's super cool that you got to see that again. I mean, is there a piece of you, like, does it make you ever sad to see some of these things and just have them be in, like, disarray, disrepair, like, that it's not still a zoo?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's definitely a lot that I look back and have fond memories of in the community that was just completely put to an end. You know, the community now, thankfully, a lot of people are trying to come together to try to build it back up and turn it more into a community instead of a rundown ghost town that it kind of became for a while there.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to see some changes. I'm interested to see if eventually they do start bringing animals back, if someone steps up and decides they want to do that. I don't know. But yes, it does make me sad, though, to think back on some of my great childhood memories and realize now that it's just not the same for anyone living there.
Yeah. Well, if you want to hear more of what it was like for Sam to grow up in polygamy and see more of these series with Mike King from Profiling Evil, then please like and subscribe.
Yes. Thank you all so much for being here along the journey with us again. And we look forward to talking with you soon.
Talk to y'all soon.